You are listening to the Pinstripe Talk Podcast.
What's going on, everyone? My name is Nick Delahanty, host of the Pinstripe Talk Podcast. If you're new to the channel, we welcome you aboard. If you're a returner, we thank you all for tuning in. If you don't know already, you can find us on social media. Search us up on Facebook by looking up Pinstripe Talk Podcast, on Twitter at Pinstripe Talk ND, and on Instagram, Delahanty Media. You can listen on all podcasting platforms, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, to name a few, and also our brand new YouTube channel. If you haven't done so already, go to our YouTube page. If you're watching our live video stream, hit that little red button in the corner, subscribe to our channel, and help us promote our content. On today's episode, we are going to finish up our Should They Stay or Should They Go series. We're going to wrap it up with the outfielders. On our last couple of episodes, we talked about the infielders and the catchers, and the first episode featured the pitcher. So if you missed that, check out our channel. You can find all of those episodes and more. Now, let's get started right away. The first guy we're going to talk about, and we're going to go in alphabetical order here, that's Clint Frazier. And for those of you who have listened to the show before, the regulars here, know how much I love Clint Frazier. Frazier got an extended opportunity in the big leagues this year, playing in 39 games. Remember, it was only a 60-game slate. And Frazier became a very valuable piece to this New York Yankees team. He was so good this year that he was even nominated for an American League Gold Glove Award in right field. And some of the issues surrounding Frazier were that his bat was big league level, but unfortunately at the time when the Yankees first acquired him, the defense seemed to be a little bit of an issue. Now, Frazier's a guy heading into his age 26-year-old season, not arbitration eligible until 2022. He will not hit the free agent market until 2025. There's a lot to like about this kid. Number one, he's improving by the day. I think that if you watch the Yankees at all this year, you can just see how much he did improve and how well he played filling in right field when Aaron Judge was out. You know, he's a guy you could play in left, a guy you could play in right. He has some versatility to him. And as he gets more experience and matures even more so, I think he's going to be even more of an asset moving forward. Now, obviously, when you make trades, you got to give up something to get something. So when the Yankees are in trade talks, I expect a lot of teams to be inquiring about Frazier's services. You know, the Yankees are players in the Francisco Lindor sweepstakes. Do the Indians want another crack at Frazier, who they traded just a couple of years ago to acquire Andrew Miller? Are there teams out there that need an outfielder that may be able to match up with the Yankees in regards to young, controllable pitching? Only time will tell. But if I'm the Yankees and I'm Brian Cashman, Clint Frazier is a guy that I do not let go of right this minute. I think heading into 2021, this guy has to be your everyday left fielder. He has earned the right. Now, obviously, if you get a trade offer you can't refuse, and Frazier's the headliner, I think the Yankees are going to ultimately pull the trigger. But based off what we saw in 2020 and the progression we've seen over the years, I would give him a chance to start every day. I think that he's bringing everything to the table. He's working very hard to be the best player he can be. And the offense speaks for itself. Elite bat speed, very good offensively, and the defense is getting better. So it's not such a liability anymore as it was in the past. If I'm the Yankees, I hold on to this guy. I could see him in trade talks, but I do think that come opening day, he's going to be penciled in as the Yankees' everyday left fielder, and that's just my take on the whole matter. Frazier's a guy that I would not give up on right now. I think he's only scratching the surface of just how good he can be. Now, transitioning a little bit, we're going to go into Brett Gardner, a free agent for the New York Yankees. Played 13 seasons with the Yankees, the longest tenured Bronx Bomber. And what more could you say about Brett Gardner? Ever since he arrived in New York, he's been an asset, a great clubhouse guy. He's really taken the role of the leader on the team, you know, but unfortunately, like every player in the big leagues, father time does hit you. And Gardner, heading into his age 37-year-old season, he had a decrease in offense. And yeah, you can attest that to the shortened season. You know, it was hard for guys to get going. And for a guy like Gardner, you know, 162, I don't think his numbers are as bad as they look on a 60-game slate. But I do think that it's time that the Yankees move on from Brett Gardner. I think there's better options out there. Maybe you look at a Michael Brantley. Maybe you solve it from within. You have Esteban Florial cracking the surface a little bit last year. Maybe he gets a chance. You still have Mike Tauchman in the mix. Aaron Hicks and Aaron Judge are filling their voids as of right now. So I think it's time that the Yankees do move on from Gardner. And that's not saying that what he has done in the past should be forgotten, because I think that this is a very valuable guy, a very valuable asset to a clubhouse, but I do think that it's time that the Yankees move in another direction. The next guy we're going to talk about is Aaron Hicks, in the middle of his 7-year, $70 million contract with the Yankees, entering his age 31-year-old season. And if you're looking at the Yankees outfield as a whole, you might say Stanton and Judge are the most likely to be Yankees come 2021, but if you're putting them in that category, you have to put Aaron Hicks in that category as well. Now, obviously, the offensive slash line in terms of average really didn't do much for the Yankees in 2020. Yes, shortened season like we mentioned before about some other guys, but there is one thing that Aaron Hicks brings to the table that really helps this Yankee team, and that's the fact that he's a switch hitter and he does have a lot of patience at the plate. If you look at the numbers, walked more than he struck out in 2020, walked 41 times in 54 games, has a really good eye, very patient at the plate, and you just hope that Hicks's power and the offensive prowess comes back when he first arrived in New York. And a guy who's a plus average defender, really is solid for the Yankees all around. He's a guy that really helps fix that Yankees lineup in a way, because we all know the Yankees have a lot of guys that strike out a lot and a lot of guys that don't put the ball in play. So having a guy like Hicks definitely helps. I don't think the Yankees are looking to move on from him. The contract that he's owed right now is a relatively solid deal for a center fielder, especially of a guy who has the potential like Hicks does. And in the way he swings the bat, both sides of the plate, his left-handed swing definitely fits Yankee Stadium well. So if I was a betting man, which I'm not, I would pencil in Aaron Hicks as my center fielder to start the 2021 season. This guy is very interesting to me, and that's Aaron Judge. Has 2 years left on his deal. He'll be arbitration eligible, so obviously he'll go through the arbitration process, entering his age 29-year-old season. Let's just be honest. When Aaron Judge is healthy, he is one of the best players in baseball, and I'm not taking that away from him. But the problem has been the injury bug has really haunted him over the last couple of seasons. The Yankees need him to be healthy if they have any hopes of winning a World Series title in the near future. Now, some say to trade him, some say to look to explore trading him, but the problem with trying to trade him now is the value's probably at an all-time low given the fact that he's been injured. Before he got injured in 2020, Judge was on an absolute tear. He looked like he was going to have a monster year, was going to help lead the Yankees to the postseason and beyond, but unfortunately, the injuries came along for Judge, and that wasn't the case. You can make the argument that he's a top five outfielder and maybe even a top 10 player in the game when he's fully healthy. I fully expect the Yankees to keep him in the mix, especially this year. I think that they're going to try to regain his value, and they're going to see if he can last throughout a 162-game schedule if we do get that in 2021. Obviously, fingers crossed on that note. But he's just a guy that you cannot give up on that talent. You can't give him away for a lesser deal on the trade market just because you think, oh, you know what, he can't stay healthy. This is a big year for Aaron Judge. He has to prove to everybody that he can stay healthy, because if he wants that big contract that he so desires, he's going to have to stay healthy and active and help this Yankee team win. Obviously, I think he's the right fielder come the start of the 2021 season. But this is a big year, probably the biggest year of Aaron Judge's career if he's looking to get that big payday once he's eligible to be a free agent. Who knows? Maybe he has a monster 2021 season where he plays in 140 to 150 games, is up for the MVP in the American League. Yankees go deep in the postseason, and the Yankees decide, you know what, he's the guy we want to keep long-term. Let's sign him to a big deal this offseason and avoid him hitting the free agent market. But only time will tell. And the injury bug is Judge's biggest enemy, because when he's on the field, he's a very, and I mean very valuable player for this New York Yankees team. Now, this guy, I think there's no possible way he gets moved, and that's Giancarlo Stanton. As we all know, he's got that big 13-year, $325 million contract entering his age 31-year-old season. And this is a guy that was limited to just 41 games over the last two seasons. And that's a big concern, especially considering that the Yankees basically view him as an everyday DH. So if he can't stay healthy as an everyday DH, that's a big problem for this Yankee team. And we saw what he could do in the postseason. The guy can absolutely hit the cover off the ball. The problem is staying on the field. And the two big outfielders the Yankees have in Judge and Stanton, they have the same problem. the injury bug seems to dictate their status. Nobody questions how good Giancarlo Stanton is. Guy was a National League MVP a couple of years ago, was on a tear, absolute tear back then. Comes to the Yankees, and he showed flashes of being that player, just can't stay healthy. If Stanton and Judge could stay healthy, this Yankee team is going to be in really good shape. But you have to really hold your breath because you don't know what to expect from either guy. Obviously, Stanton's going to be around. He's going to be penciled in as the Yankees' DH. And I'm sure that the Yankees are trying anything and everything in order to put him in the best spot to be healthy for a full 162-game slate. But obviously, expect Stanton to be around. No trade clause, big contract. Really doesn't match up well in regards to the trade market. So Stanton's going to be a Yankee. He's going to be a Yankee for quite some time. And our final outfielder, Mike Tauchman, a guy who kind of fell out of favor at the end of the year, but was a guy that they acquired from Colorado in a deal that essentially was a throw-in. They got him right before the start of the season 2 years ago. He's a guy that I really like his game. I like what he brings defensively. I like how he's able to contribute offensively. Yeah, he had a little bit of a slow middle part of the year, but there was a point where he was on an absolute tear. Entering his age 30-year-old season, still relatively young in terms of baseball age, not a free agent until 2025. He's a guy I expect to be around. And you got to give Cashman some credit. Some of those moves like Luke Voit, Mike Tauchman, you know, low-risk, high-reward type moves do end up paying out. So Tauchman, to me, seems more like a backup outfielder, possibly a fourth or fifth outfielder for this team. I could see him being a defensive replacement if you feel that Frazier's not ready to play a full nine innings in left field if he's your everyday left fielder. And especially given Gardner's situation, the Yankees might say, you know, a left-handed bat off the bench in Tauchman, we know what to expect from him. We're going to roll with what we have right now, and Tauchman will be the fourth outfielder. Two things about Tauchman that really helped the Yankees. Number one, he's a left-handed hitting bat. With a lineup full of right-handed hitters, it really does help to have some versatility in the lineup. And also, Tauchman has the ability to play all three outfield positions. So the versatility is there. You can mix and match, give guys days off. There's a lot that you can do by having Tauchman's presence on the active roster. I expect him to be back. I think the Yankees really like what they saw from him over the past two seasons. I think that they know he could be a steady contributor in 2021 and beyond. Well, that's going to wrap up our Should They Stay or Should They Go series featuring the New York Yankees heading into the 2021 regular season. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of hard decisions to be made this offseason by Brian Cashman and company, but the goal remains the same. Build a team to put the Yankees in the best position to bring home World Series title number 28. If you missed our previous episodes, check them out right on our YouTube page. If you're watching our video stream, hit that little red button in the corner of your screen to subscribe to our channel. And as always, our show is available on all podcasting platforms, so you can check it out there as well. You can also find all of our Pinstripe Talk podcast content by going to our website, delahantymedia.com. Our website is filled with information not only regarding our show, but the Let's Debate podcast as well. While you're there, go to our store, buy some gear, support the brand, help us advertise our numerous shows, and as always, we appreciate the support. Until next time, I'm Nick Delahanty, and this has been another episode of the Pinstripe Talk podcast. Stay tuned for more episodes over the next couple of weeks. And as always, let's go Yankees. Take care, everyone.